Jesus is standing in front of the temple in Jerusalem, this massive, gleaming brick and stone and gold house of God. And he says, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. The people listening to him say, how are you ever going to do that? It took 46 years to build this temple. But he wasn't talking about that temple. He's talking about himself. He essentially says, I'm going to be killed. And that's where this is headed, because you don't confront corrupt systems of power without paying for it, sometimes with your own blood. And so he's headed to his execution. If you had witnessed this divine life extinguished on a cross, how would you not be overwhelmed with despair? Is the world ultimately a cold, hard, dead place? Does death have the last word? Is it truly, honestly, actually dark? And so whatever light we do see, whatever good we do stumble upon, are those just blips on the radar, momentary interruptions in an otherwise meaningless existence? Because if that's the case, then despair is the only reasonable response. It's easy to be cynical. But Jesus says, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it. He says that his execution would not be the end. He's talking about something new and unexpected happening after his death. He's talking about resurrection. Resurrection announces that God has not given up on the world, because this world matters, this world that we call home. Dirt and blood and sweat and skin and light and water. This world that God is redeeming and restoring and renewing. Greed and violence and abuse, they are not right and they cannot last, because they belong to death and death does not belong. Resurrection says that what we do with our lives matters in this body, the one that we inhabit right now. So every act of compassion matters. Every work of art that celebrates the good and the true matters. Every fair and honest act of business and trade. Every kind word. They all belong and they will all go on in God's good world. Nothing will be forgotten. Nothing will be wasted. It all has its place. Everybody believes something. Everybody believes somebody. Jesus invites us to trust resurrection, that every glimmer of good, every hint of hope, every impulse that elevates the soul is a sign, a taste, a glimpse of how things actually are and how things ultimately will be. Resurrection affirms this life and the next as a seamless reality, embraced, graced, and saved by God. There is an unexpected, mysterious presence who meets each of us in our lowest moments, when we have no strength, when we have nothing left and we can't go on. We hear the voice that speaks those words, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it. Do you believe this? That's the question Jesus asked then, and that's the question he asks now. Jesus' friends arrive at his tomb and they're told, he isn't here. Well, you didn't see that coming, did you? He isn't here, and there's nothing left to fear, and nothing can ever be the same again. We are living in a world in the midst of rescue with endless, unexpected possibilities. They will take my life and I will die, Jesus says, but that will not be the end. And when you find yourself assuming that it's over, that it's lost, gone, broken, and it could never be put back together again, when it's been destroyed and you swear that it could never be rebuilt, hold on a minute, because in that moment, things will in fact have just begun.
I always wanted Rob Bell to open for me. And then I was always a little nervous. Now, what do I say? But he's right. The resurrection matters. That's why we're here today. Jesus is alive. Did you get that? Jesus is alive. We thought that he was dead, but no. All that death and everything that goes with it, that does not have the final word anymore. And as those women were going to the tomb, oh, did you know that the root word in Greek for tomb is the same word for memory? Like memorial? Yeah, so they're on their way to the tomb and they're wondering, who's going to roll the stone away so we can enter into our memories? Into this tomb. Well, they get there, that stone is rolled away, and it's a very large stone because there are some things that get in the way of our memories of who Jesus is and what Jesus promises to be and continues to be for us. There's a lot that sometimes is in the way. Well, that stone is being rolled away today, friends. And we are reminded that he's been raised just the way he said he was going to be raised. And this young man at the tomb, in the memory, in that place where they had laid his body, says, he's not here. I know why you're here. He's not here. You'll find him in Galilee. He's going out ahead of you. You'll find him in Galilee. And you have to ask, well, why Galilee? Well, friends, that's where it all began. That's where it all began, Jesus and his ministry. And what was his ministry? It was building community. He went throughout the areas of Galilee and beyond, and sharing the good news that this community will be renewed. It will be brought back together. All of its brokenness will be brought back together and made whole again. And so he met those places and met those people that the society had pushed aside and said, you're not welcome here. You're not valuable here. So we are going to push you aside. Jesus went to them and said, no, you are. You are. You are very much critical and valuable and loved and just as important as anybody else. This is what Jesus did throughout his ministry, throughout Galilee. He was building and renewing and rebuilding community. Well, friends, I've been to Galilee. I did. Just last week. It looks like this. Linda was there, too. Look at that. Linda and I and some others went down to the Urban Servant Corps prayer walk, Palm Sunday prayer walk. And we were invited to follow some volunteers to this place called the Same Cafe. How many people have ever been to Same Cafe? Oh, this is a special place. Same Cafe, same stands for so all may eat. So all may eat. You get that? Same. So all may eat is a place where people gather and build community. And inside they have this sign, and it's hard to read this, but at the very top it says, Same Cafe. We are what? Those can read it? Okay, oh yeah, wonderfully different. And then on the right side, top, we are community. We are community. We are community that where we treat each other with respect and contribute to the success of Same Cafe, either with our time and or our money. This is a place where people can gather and be fed, fed with nutritious food. And they pay as they are able. Some aren't able to pay with money, so they're invited to give a volunteer a half hour for a meal. And so, oh no, that goes so fast. We'll go back. Do you see the person underneath the exit sign? Do you see him? Well, the person to his right, his name is Ben. And Ben is a volunteer at Same Cafe, and he's also a volunteer with Urban Servant Corps. And he was telling us about his experience down at Same Cafe, where he says, it's really amazing. This space will be filled each day with people of a whole variety of types of people. He says, it's very common to have a multimillionaire business person in his suit sitting next to some homeless person and sharing and having a meal together. Oh yeah. Community. And each being treated with dignity and respect equally. And they are committed to building community. And he says, day after day after day, people of a whole variety of people gather. And then there was this video that Channel 4 did, and some other people helped. And they said, usually when they do a video, it's really hard to get people to talk about the subject matter that they are videoing about, not at Same Cafe. They said people, person after person after person that had experienced Same Cafe, so all may eat, couldn't stop raving about their experiences. The life that was experienced, Some talked about this saves their life, quite literally. Others get to rub shoulders with people you never would rub shoulders with before, and to do it with respect and dignity. Yes, community is being built. And I hear Jesus there. I see Jesus there. And we're told that Jesus is going out ahead of us. He's not here. He's not here. Well, he will be, because we're going to have a meal, and he promises to show up at that. But he's going out ahead of us, friends. Wherever community is being built and rebuilt and renewed, you will experience Jesus, the living one. And it matters that he has been resurrected, because all those things that were tied to death, they will come to an end. If the resurrection tells us anything, this is the type of thing that will last. Same cafe has been in existence now since 2006. And it was one of two places like it throughout the United States. And now there's about 50 throughout the United States. Community is being built where people are treated with respect and dignity and love equally. There you will find Jesus. Friends, Jesus is alive. Say it with me. Alleluia.